Genius. Webster defines genius as a person of extraordinary power of invention or origination, a person endowed with transcendent ability, a man of talent. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Observation, invention, study, and original thought are expansive and should promote the growth of mortal mind out of itself, out of all that is mortal." Close quote. When you have promoted the growth of mortal mind out of itself, you have become a genius. You are exercising your divine capacity. A genius is only a person who has broken down some limitations. A genius is one who has discernment and a right appreciation and evaluation of things eternal. Genius is the awareness of eternal values. You are genius. You are the Christian Scientist. You have been overcoming your limitations and shortcomings for years. You are bringing out your quality of genius. You are showing forth your illimitable sense. No one living in Christian Science can have any sense of limitation. How could you have? Mortal mind says you have limitation, but mortal mind is a liar. Any such suggestion is not true. It is animal magnetism. Mrs. Eddy tells us that, quote, "It, humility, is the genius of Christian Science." Close quote. Quote, "Humility is the stepping stone to a higher recognition of deity." Close quote. Quote, "Great charity and humility is necessary in this work of healing." Close quote. Humility is present when one becomes so conscious of soul, God, that one is oblivious of self and personal sense. Humility is the realization of our oneness with God. The more we understand that oneness, the more unselfed we become. Two statements of Jesus that showed his great humility were, quote, "I and my Father are one," close quote, and, quote, "I can of mine own self do nothing," close quote. As you unfold your humility and work out from mind, you begin to overcome your self-imposed limitations. Freeing yourself from the limitations of space and time, you are developing a quality that is common to man, and you are seeing that you are a genius. Since genius is a quality common to man, exercise it. Take a greater interest in people and things. There is no limit to what you can do. The most interesting person is the one who is interested in the most things. He has not confined himself to a few things, but has developed that illimitable sense. You often say of a person, "How does he know so much?" Well, he has escaped from personal sense. The people of Jesus' time were amazed at his understanding. John says that, quote, "The Jews marveled, saying, 'How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?'" Close quote. Today, you hear about and see people who appear on television programs like the $64,000 question. You say, "How can any person know so much about any one subject? How can a jockey know so much about art?" That is easy. That person has an interest, and that interest leads to knowledge and understanding. Interest is the thing that spurs him on. This is losing his inhibitions and making way for genius. The genius is a man who looks around. He is not complacent about things, neither is he contented with things as they are. He wants to improve whatever he sees. He wants to benefit the world. Truth is forcing him on. Love is forcing him to accept things that will promote growth. He is haunted with an idea. It is this quality of thought that drives an inventor on to great things. Alexander Graham Bell and Thomas Edison did not stop with one invention. They were geniuses. There is no limit to your comprehension. There is no limit to what you can do. You are capable of doing much more. A man appearing as being too busy would have some confusion, but a busyness that is God-directed is never too busy. Achievement is completion. It is developing thought to completion. This is the role of a busy person. He has no confusion. He is orderly and exact. He has vision. Some call him dynamic, but you will find him calm and positive, just sure. This man accomplishes much. You know the old saying, if you want anything done, ask a busy person. Criticism is the negation of genius in one form. Instead of seeing the good qualities of man, the spiritual qualities, criticism sees these things in reverse. Criticism usually aims to limit man, to endeavor to point out that man lacks. The motive is often self-praise to the one doing the criticizing. Criticism is non-productive and non-progressive. It limits your scope. You really only criticize yourself. You are exposing your own limitations. Criticism might be jealousy, self-righteousness, or self-justification. Watch it. Criticism is the inability to see the perfect man. People criticize freely, and it is an acknowledgement of their own lack. Now I want you to understand spiritual genius. Jesus was a spiritual genius. He had no limitations in his experience. Many of the men of the Old Testament were spiritual geniuses. They were seers and prophets. Mrs. Eddy was a great spiritual genius. She understood the words and works of Jesus. She explained them. She gave us our textbook so you and I could learn, understand, and demonstrate the words and works of Jesus. She showed us that it is a present possibility. She demonstrated the Christ and showed us that the second appearing of the Christ was science and health, the second witness. She had vision, and this spiritual vision is ever available. She tells us that we will accomplish great things. In the textbook she writes, quote, "When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily." Close quote. She adds, quote, "It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought which is in rapport with this mind to know the past, the present, and the future." Close quote. You see, this is your prerogative to know and to do all things. You must open your vision to the things at hand. This is the divine capacity which is yours here And now,